Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren is in studio. We'll have that coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Anyway, called Dr. Kevorkian the other day, wasn't home, got his machine.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have our good friend, comedian Greg Warren, the man behind the Warren Report. And I was asking you earlier if you had any merchandise when you were on tour. You don't sell anything after the shows anymore.
I sell the opener stuff. I push their
good for you.
That's nice.
It's nice.
That's
nice of you. Oh, in your years as a comedian, what have been some of the finest things you've seen people sell? The comics get up there, try to get some gas money. What is?
Well,
you know the best thing I saw after a show. It was Greg Warren and Bob Zaney. It was a double headliner show. And Greg decided to start giving away Bob Zaney's CDs to who would ever walk up.
For free.
Yeah. For free, yeah. And
furious.
Bob was really, really angry.
You think it's funny, Greg? Yeah. Is that what you think?
Yeah. I've never seen Bob angry for starters, but this was he was going to kill Greg.
Because Bob is one of those guys that he's not there to do the comedy show so much as he is to sell merch.
Oh, absolutely. It's very important.
Now, it is very important.
Did you hear Josh's story about a strip club, I believe it was in Sauget?
Yeah.
Near St. Louis. And the guy in the bathroom made a fortune selling barbecue sauce.
His own homemade barbecue sauce.
One of the bathroom attendants.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I've been to Sauget.
Yeah, this was at Diamond Cabaret.
Yeah.
And he worked in the bathroom and he sold his own barbecue sauce. He had a couple different flavors.
I'd like to get over there.
It was great. I don't know if he's still there. I mean, that was a while ago.
Giant barbecue fan. You know that, right, Josh?
Yeah.
I love
you like the barbecue.
I go probably twice a week or three times. I try to go anywhere I'm in and out of town. Here's my one thing. The only complaint about barbecue restaurants is they're a little smug when they run out of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're almost proud of it. You know, it's like, you want ribs at 1:30? Wait, you ought to get here a lot earlier to get those ribs. I mean, you can't walk up in here at 1:30 asking for ribs. We run out of ribs every day around 11:45. When we run out, we sell out. It's like, well, maybe you guys should make some more. I see your sign there says you've been open since 1974. I would think in that time frame, you guys would have got a little better handle on the demand for your product. You're a store. You have stuff. You sell it. You're supposed to have it. You know, you don't see the pharmacies like, diabetes medicine. I mean, you can't walk in here at 10:30 asking for diabetes medicine. We run out around 8 o'clock every morning. I mean, you could show up tomorrow early. If you're still alive, you might be able to come out diabetes medicine.
You know, actually, sadly, you know something? That's true now.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah, they're a little braggadocious. Like, they all have those like trophies. And they're like about all the barbecue competitions they've won. How many of you guys have been to a barbecue competition? Like,
Thomas.
Okay.
No, I know. Everybody in this room has become a joke ruiner with truth and facts.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean, though? They're all over the... And they're pointless. Here's the thing. Like, I walked into your restaurant. There's a 99.9% chance I'm going to eat. This is what it is. And here's the thing. If I like it, I'm going to come back and eat some more, or I'm going to order some more. If it's bad, I'm not going to go, well, they did win Ribbling Rivalry 5. this is on me. I obviously don't understand how to taste things, so I'll just have some more.
Yeah, I love those rib fests. Get to try different kinds of ribs. You ever been to one?
No. And it's the thing is, like, and they're all, they never talk about when they did poorly in those competitions.
Yeah, right. You don't hear about that.
Some sort of thing. Well, what? We won best ribs 2011, 12, 14, 15. Whoa, wait a minute. What happened in 13? Tell me that. Well, Bob got drunk and forgot to put sauce on the ribs, and it was an embarrassment. I'll be okay. You learn from the losses.
Well, fair enough. Yeah, I love this. They used to have that traveling rib fest. They'd have all those great bands. And people just eat ribs. And
what great bands?
Oh, they had that Beatles cover band. Ace, you know what I'm talking about, Ace.
They'd have the old classic rock bands come
Sebastian
out.
Bach and
38
his crew.
Special was that one.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Well, yeah,
but people just eat the ribs and throw them on the ground. So after, like, the first act's over, it's like you're in the movie The Killing Fields. Yeah, I'd like the Pol Pot stew.
There we go.
Well, Greg, I know that you're seasoned pro, as they say. You've been doing comedy. You've lived in New York. You've lived in Los Angeles.
Oh, Lord. I pointed that out to Chick earlier, that I lived in New York.
You've done television. Yeah. You've got a couple great specials out there. Where the Corn is Green. Sorry. Where the Field Corn Grows.
Where the Corn is Green. That might be a better title.
Yeah, the Salesman. I believe that's a movie. As I've often said, even at his peak, Tiger Woods took lessons.
Here he comes.
In the world of golf and had a swing coach. You might need a joke coach, and here he is.
That was all just, just for that.
Every morning.
His joke of the day.
He just made that up. I was doing checks yesterday.
Doing what?
Checks.
I was writing checks.
Oh, writing checks. Okay, sorry.
Oh, that's right. You still write checks, don't you?
That's right. I opened my electric bill and my water bill at the same time. I was shocked.
I like it. Josh didn't get the joke. What a dummy.
He doesn't understand it. I bet on my drive home I'll get it and laugh.
Pretend you don't know what it's talking about.
No, yeah.
Electricity, water.
I could have done that. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't get my bills. I get them online. I pay my bills electronically.
So this is
no merit to that.
So this is denying the premise.
Which that is what this show does now.
No. Don't label all of us that way.
I'm going to.
It's not the show.
You're saying there's Chick. You're saying there's one guy that's more of a premise killer than others.
I think there might be.
Guy or girl.
Guy.
The number one is Ace. Ace will kill most premises.
Oh, I'm an honest person.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
What are you doing in here? Why don't we do this?
I just don't understand how a reverend and a...
right. I've never seen that.
That's what happens.
So, wait a minute. So the horse walks into a bar?
Yeah.
So how does
very
he get,
unlikely.
How does, he, how does he get in the door?
Yeah.
And then he talks?
Horses don't talk.
What is that joke where they go by with a long face and he goes, my wife just died?
Yeah, my buddy Mort had a... He changed that joke to...
So horse walks into a bar?
Horse walks into a bar. Bartender says, why the long face? Horse goes, my wife just died.
He put truth to the sand.
Wow. Rough.
Right? See?
Very, yes.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever have to, in the course of your career, did you like ever pretend that you were, say, married so you could have a joke? Or did you have a joke about a family member that was deceased, but you kept it in as if they weren't?
There may have been a few of those things. But I try to be somewhat truthful. But yeah, there's a little convenience. Yeah, there's some convenience that I'll you know, if it starts with truth, you can sort of move a few things together, I think, in some cases.
I kind of like it when guys do really dated material.
Yeah, I like that. I like those guys. Michael Jackson's back in the news. No, he's not.
He sure isn't.
Is that a premise killer? Someone in the audience goes,
that's a good one, though. Good,
I don't think killer. He is.
Yeah. Or the political stuff, it's really, really dated. Tell you what, that Alvin Barkley. What? Hello?
Alvin Barkley.
Nobody knows who that is.
That's the premise of the joke, you see, that no one knows who it is.
Okay. Again, this room has four or five comedy black holes. And if a joke is a spaceship, I mean, you have to maneuver. It is. This job has gotten impossible, Greg.
Could you, for the guests, you think you could publish something to let them know, you know, what to avoid those
things? Yeah, you're right.
I'd like to see that. I mean,
Josh, you find that it makes you better, though, when you're doing comedy without a defense? Do you find that this is improving it when you
No. This has hurt me comedically.
And emotionally.
Yeah. And physically.
Alvin Barkley.
You're wasting away over there.
Alvin Barkley was born in 1877.
Whoa.
Barkley. See, that the joke was about using dated material.
Yes, well, of course.
But no, that's too dated.
Yeah, make it accessible.
Yeah, you should have Monica Lewinsky.
Like a dinosaur walks into a bar.
He died in 1956.
Gosh.
Old age. Heart attack.
He predated me.
Oh, he went to Oxford College, University of Virginia.
Oxford and college would be in Iowa,
that's right?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Let's get back
what
to
the... What were the last words of Alvin Barkley?
That's a thing?
Student leaders behind him were applauding and laughing at the mention of a squelched heckler. 2 minutes later, the senator was dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Collapsing after uttering his now famous last words... I would rather be a servant in the house of the Lord than sit in the seat of the mighty.
He said that before he died?
Right before.
Okay,
he died.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now you got something.
Yeah.
Barkley,
did that get a laugh?
No.
Did it get heckled? Okay. No. I'm sorry. Christy Lee is at the news desk. What's going on over there?
Vermont has agreed to pay $175,000 to settle a lawsuit on behalf of a man who was charged with a crime for giving a state trooper the middle finger. Flipped him the bird. In 2018, Gregory Bombard was stopped by Trooper Jay Riggin, who believed Bombard had showed him the middle finger. Bombard denied that, but said he did curse and display the middle finger once the initial stop was concluded.
It was over.
It was over. But he was stopped again and arrested for disorderly conduct.
Oh.
The ACLU of Vermont sued on his behalf, arguing that Bombard's First Amendment rights were violated following an unnecessary traffic stop and retaliatory arrest. Under the settlement, the state agreed to pay him $100,000 and $75,000 to the ACLU of Vermont, as well as the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression for legal fees.
Vermont troopers are going to be getting flipped off a lot.
That's just all, yeah. Seems a little high.
It's worth it to shut up the ACLU. They used to do good work.
Card carrying member.
Don't you think?
You know what? I'm not surprised.
I mean, shouldn't they at least be allowed to tase the guy or something?
What?
I kind of
think
so.
Just for flipping him off?
For the $175,000. Hey, look, you can have the money. We're going to get the tape.
Yeah.
Because you're being such a dick. You know, yes. Come on.
I'm like I said, card carrying member of the ACLU, but this is ridiculous. You can't flip off cops.
Just don't flip off anybody while they're at work.
There's no reason. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just this guy's doing his job, and you're giving him a hard time.
We flip off people all the time in this room. We're at work.
Oh, we're working together. Cops at work, they can flip off each other.
Oh, I see.
The ACLU gave up on us a long time ago.
Not that speech.
Chick,
you have an elaborate method of giving someone the finger, do you know? Would you actually crank it?
Oh, there's a cranking thing I do.
Turn it up.
Can you hear this? Want me to turn it up? See, what else?
Read between the...
You got something in your pocket there. You got something in your pocket. What do you got?
Is it your phone or a comb?
Here it is. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Did you ever do, when you were a kid, Greg Warren, did you ever do the thing where you slam the door and you do the double rotating bird?
Yeah.
You're so pissed.
At your parents, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I said some terrible things under my breath.
I'm the judge. 175K seems a little high.
It's a lot. How about zero? How about you're going to jail? You flipped off a cop.
Yeah, or you pay a ticket or whatever the hell. Yeah, yeah. There's a punishment.
Yeah, don't you think my solution is better? If you want the check, these officers get to tase you.
I do like that. I like giving them the choice,
the satisfaction
of
okay.
You,
okay, buddy. Hey, I don't know where to get flipped off all the time now.
It's the old casino rule. You can leave with the hammer and the money, or you can just leave. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait. Somebody's betting hammers?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Man.
what a fun morning.
It was really, really something.
You hate the ACLU. You hate us now.
Yeah. There's a song about that, right, Pat?
A song about...
Sure. If I had a hammer.
If I had a hammer, yeah.
It was okay for 20 minutes, right? Remember those 20 minutes? It wasn't all in a row, but...
you know something? I don't understand that song.
If I had a hammer?
Never got that.
You're going to hammer out danger and warning and the love between your brothers
and
sisters?
Pound out
how do you do that?
War?
Are you trying to fish for a song from Pat?
No, he's not.
I'm trying to ask someone to explain that dumb song to me.
I had a hammer.
I'd hammer out a warning.
How?
I'd hammer out a...
It's just
sort of a tribute.
Would you rather have a pen?
I had a hammer in the morning.
You have a hammer, you have a bell, you have a song. The hammer of justice, the bell of freedom.
I'd hammer out danger.
But how?
It means if you have the tools to do something, you should use it.
Exactly right.
Yeah, and it's a spiritual allusion to Jesus the carpenter.
I don't think so.
I don't pick that.
I know you guys wouldn't.
I'd screw my neighbor, you know, stuff like that.
No,
nope, that's not a premise. Not a premise at all. Mm-hmm.
As a friend of ours once said, you ever notice in the Bible that Jesus is out there working, and then all of a sudden he keeps stopping work and gathering these crowds around, talking for a couple hours, and then the guy goes, yeah, apparently Jesus worked for the city. Yeah, that's a classic.
Well, they're saying, like, instead of using a hammer for violence, you'd use it to do good things.
It takes too much work. I like songs that tell you what they're going to do, like that one about picking up the scrubs and throwing your microphone
at the guy. She's not going to let him pick her up.
No, she didn't want anything to
quite
do.
Obvious.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
Didn't you hate folk music? Come on, admit it.
Not necessarily.
Really?
I mean, as a kid, yeah, my mom would always play. She recorded like those Peter, Paul, and Mary concerts on channel, on the PBS. Yeah.
Channel 9.
Yeah. And she would play them a lot. And we'd be like, Mom, we just want to watch cartoons.
Yeah, no.
We had Peter, Paul, and Mary posters in our basement.
They're
still down there. Yeah.
Wow.
That's probably why you dated that woman that looked just like Mary Travers.
Yeah.
A young
Mary Travers.
And then my favorite part about that story was there was a bunch of us standing there, and he says that to Greg, and then he stands there like we're all going to go, Tom, you're right. Yeah. And nobody knew who Mary Travers was. It was great.
Young Mary Travers.
Just saying. When I would hear Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, I'd start looking for a noose.
Tom, did you ever hear the story about, what was her name, Greg?
Anna.
She was very funny. Yeah. She was legitimately
funny.
Extremely
funny.
She got you, you know how you see in the back of minivans, the little sticker figures of families and the dog.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, sure.
And she got you one.
It was just me.
It was just a man. So on the back of his... But Greg was telling me that you had spilled some Fritos in your car because that was one of your favorite road snacks.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of Fritos.
I was coming home late. It was all over it.
And she got in the car and she said, what is with all the Fritos?
I blamed it on Josh. I go, Josh was eating. And she goes, oh, Josh Arnold.
Not for a second did she doubt it. Because she always referred to me as Josh Arnold.
It was terrible. And you were on the gig with me. So I was, yeah. She's like, what is all this? I was like, Josh was eating Fritos on the way home. She's like, Josh Arnold.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Genug bist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.